Starting a business at the best of times can be stressful, expensive, and filled with many setbacks. But what happens when one of those setbacks is a global pandemic? Taj Sohal is the owner of Glassy in Washington, D.C. It's an Indian-American fusion restaurant specializing in India's famous street food. And she joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
This has made me hungry, just introducing this. We should say you are 22 years old, so this is not only your first restaurant, but your first business venture. This must be a lot to be doing this during this pandemic.
Yeah, a lot's been kind of an understatement lately, since there isn't exactly a handbook on how to open up a business during a global pandemic, but I think we're making it work.
So tell me how. I mean, take me back to when you were starting this and sort of your hopes and dreams before this all happened.
So initially we were set to open in March, and that was going to be like our grand opening date. And then that's kind of when the COVID crisis was really like hitting the US and especially Washington, D.C., which was kind of unfortunate because I was hoping to obviously have this grand opening. And it's been over a year in the works of just construction and hard work and just getting our whole entire concept together and our team together. And I just woke up one morning and was like, I think we can find a positive in this. Then we decided to open up on April 21st. And basically what we're doing is we're like ironing out all of our kinks. And it's nice to like not have a front row audience like we usually would. And it's kind of like behind closed doors.
So how's the business been going? I mean, you say it's time to work out the kinks, but you know, it is a business. It means you hope to make a profit. What type of recalculations have you had to make?
Yeah, so the recalculations were significant because currently turning a profit is like almost out of the question, because even if we do, like we have had a lot of support, it's not going to be anywhere near it would be if we weren't in this situation. So I would say that like our profits are definitely like hindered.
Mm. Tell me about the emotional toll this has taken. I know people who've started restaurants and it's a brutal business. The first 6 months can often be make or break, and you're having to deal with this.
I've definitely learned the make or break moments. But what I didn't realize is that the make it or break it is kind of like an everyday thing where you're kind of really just trying to survive every single day. And it has been like extremely emotionally taxing, but I am blessed enough to like have my main chef be my mom. So honestly, I can't complain.
Okay, this is the most important question. What's on the menu for today? I do know, because I live in DC, that there has been a lot of chatter about your crabby fries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so what I did is, growing up, me and my siblings, we were bratty and didn't want to eat traditional Indian food and would just preferred McDonald's and fries. So my mom would come up with like creative ways to like get us to eat it. So it would be like the best of both worlds. So that's where I came up with the Krabby Fries, which is the traditional Indian flavors with crab on top of fries. And then as well as our masala fries have been very popular, and along with our chicken burger and our tikki burger.
Well, Taj Sohal, she is the owner of Glassy in Washington, D.C., and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, and hope to see you all soon.